Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dean, Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call, and hope everybody's having a great week and staying on track and doing your food logs and checking in, whether it's by email or whether it's by calling it in. Either way is okay with us. And remember, we do this every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check your time zones. The number is always the same, and the code is always the same. And, you know, if you have anything administrative that you need handled, please call the check-in line, 800-321-9054. And hit the zero. That'll go to the administrative line. And, you know, let us know if you're having any login issues, you're waiting for an email, login credentials, something in the regular mail, you need to discuss anything one-on-one. You know, please leave a message. We'll always get back to you the same day. We want to make sure your issue gets handled promptly and that you get moving down the road on whatever that is. So, just as a quick aside, those of you that are looking for login credentials, if you're just joining us, first of all, welcome to the Saturday group call. And remember, you have the weekly e-blast that we send out announcing the week's group call. And the link for the previous week will be in the bottom of the email, so you can listen to it at your leisure if you like. Not quite as exciting as the live call, in my opinion, but it's the next best thing. And we offer that too. And remember, when you do log in to this website, to the patient portal, you have access to the meal plans and the videos ongoing, okay? And the weekly meal plans will come to you, usually come in weekly every Monday. But you do have access ongoing, just in case you forgot. You can tap into those and shuffle things around and, you know, make it easy on yourself. But you can follow it as a guide as well, okay? The key thing, stay away from that avoid list no matter what. Shuffle things around with the approved foods. And the detailed stuff, as we I like to get into, when it comes to certain things like fruit, sweet potato, carrots, beets, those ones I just mentioned with natural sugars, I really recommend you go real sparingly with that and do it early in the day. Always combine those with a protein source, whether it's nuts, seeds, beans, legumes, any lean meat, chicken, turkey, any seafood, things like that. Combine it so you don't eat them by themselves. It's called food combining. You're lowering its glycemic value, and this way it doesn't spike your sugar as high. And the whole thing with this program is keeping things low glycemic so it doesn't spike your sugar quickly and high, and you keep things nice and stable and low glycemic throughout the day. That's why you don't want to go past 3 hours without eating, up to 1 hour before bed to sustain through the day, to keep insulin levels, body chemistry, and hormones stable throughout the day, and up to 1 hour before bed so you sustain through the night. You don't want to have your last meal around 7 p.m. and then go to bed at midnight and then have nothing else from 7 to midnight. Then you sleep for 6-8 hours. It's too long, okay? No fasting on this program. It's eating consistent, keeping things stable, getting your body functioning better as a whole, and that's what this is all about. You're giving your body a major overhaul. You're teaching it how to get its insulin sensitivity back, how to produce insulin better on its own. This is a process. It's a healing process, okay? So please have that mindset as you're going down the road on this because, and be patient. Be patient with the process. Those of you that think it's okay to have a little bit of that or a piece of this, it's not a big deal. I only had it a couple of times. It was so-and-so's birthday party. You know, that's how you live your whole life. And, you know, that's probably why you're most likely why you're diabetic. And so a little bit is not okay. When you're teaching your body how to function better, you can't do that. You got to shut it down. You got to pull away from those high glycemic foods, and you got to teach your body how to function differently. All right. So, you know, don't think that a little bit is not a big deal. When you're diabetic, it's major. It's not minor, it's major. Okay. So keep the mindset. We're going to avoid the complications of this disease. That's what today's topic is about. And remember, it's number one in blindness, kidney failure, and amputation for a reason. This is not like you have the common cold or an allergy. This is serious, serious stuff. Okay. So the complications are nasty. And the whole thing behind this is so you can avoid those complications as you move forward in life. The medications, as they manage and control your diabetes when you first got put on them, they don't prevent the complications from happening. That's why the dosages get higher. That's why the medication list gets longer. That's why when the oral medications don't work, you get put on insulin. And that's why when insulin doesn't work anymore, then it's dialysis or the transplant list. Okay? So when I mentioned that a little bit is not okay, I can't tell you how important that is. Please understand you're diagnosed with diabetes. That's enough right there to let you know you got to shut this thing down. It's not a halfway. It's not I can do it three quarters. It's not I can do it, you know, 95%. You got to be 100% all in. And really turn this thing around. You really have to show your body how to function differently. And read the labels. I'm jumping up and down right now saying read labels. Please write that down today, okay? And just because it's vegan doesn't mean it's okay. Just because you see the veggie burger in the frozen food section or something like they got this Beyond Burger or it's a vegan kind of product, but they'll put things like a sucralose or a corn starch in there as a binder and things like that. It's loaded up with all kinds of stuff. So watch the sausages with added sugar and corn syrup and things. If the deli counter is handing you over the counter a ham and you don't know the ingredients and it might be glazed with something, any lunch meat for that matter, please ask. All right. If you're going to a restaurant, ask, be careful with food preparation. All right. Chicken nuggets have breading on it. Not good. Okay. The secret sauces usually have sugar in it. Don't do them. And I can go on and on about that, but really, you really got to lock this thing down. You got to eat clean. The cleaner you eat, the better. I'm not saying you have to be a cook and, you know, all of that stuff and everything else that goes with that. I know not all of you are. So roasted chickens at the market, rotisserie chickens that are already made, you can grab one of those and cut it up, put it in a Tupperware with some veggies. You're good to go. Protein and veggies are your friends, you know, especially the green veggies and things like that. Easy to take with you. You know, when you're making boneless chicken, you're making some lean cuts of meat or seafood or some fish, things like this. You can eat any of that for breakfast. Doesn't have to sound like a breakfast item. And you can eat eggs for dinner. Doesn't have to sound like a dinner item. So really, remove those words from your vocabulary and just call them all meals. That's what I do in my own life. It works better. It's psychological warfare on yourself. And I know I say this all the time, but it's true. So meal one, meal two, meal three, meal four, meal five. And if you start early enough, you can go meal six. And like I did yesterday, I hit meal number seven because I didn't go to bed till late, you know. So up to 1 hour before bed. Just follow the rhythm of it, however it goes. And that's the name of the game with this. Keep things stable throughout the day. You're going to get your metabolism moving, okay? And that's like putting more logs on the fire when you eat frequently like this. So you should start feeling a little bit hungry at that 3-hour mark. For me personally, at 2.5 hours, my stomach starts to rumble a little bit. I can tell you what time it is just by the way I feel. I've been doing this for so long. You'll start to understand that and pay attention to these kinds of things, because if you're really super hungry at the 3-hour mark, well, then you didn't quite have enough at the previous meal. If you're really full, you kind of had too much, you know? So pay attention to how your body feels and things like that. It's going to give you valuable information on portion sizes. So as an example, if I just had, let's say, a handful of almonds and I made that my meal, right? I'm going to be really hungry, big time hungry at that 3-hour mark, like nobody's business, okay? So something more substantial is better. Protein and vegetables, okay, is also a snack. It doesn't have to be nuts and seeds and bird and sound like you're eating like a bird. It doesn't have to be celery sticks with a little peanut butter. It can be real food, as I call it. And use the almonds and walnuts kind of like a vitamin, if you look at it that way. So let's say you had a chicken and broccoli, as an example, at meal number 3. Have a few, 4 or 5, half a dozen almonds or walnuts, unsalted is best, along with it. They're a great source of good fats, great source of protein, and you're giving your body some little added nutrition from the almonds and walnuts along with the healthy meal you had. Man, you're gonna start feeling better. Your energy is gonna be better when you eat like this. And please be patient with the process. If you've been diabetic for decades, or you just got diagnosed, be patient with the process. You're teaching your body how to function differently. If you're leaving the house and you're running around and you have a crazy schedule, bring stuff with you. Get a little cooler. That's your best friend right now. Now, we're talking about tools of the trade here. Now, I mean, you know, this is, you know, you're going to war against diabetes. You got to have your stuff around. You got to bring a little cooler with you, a little Tupperware. You know, put the little ice pack in there to keep it fresh. Little Ziploc bags with almonds and walnuts in it, or apple slices or something. You can remember, you're going to eat fruit sparingly and early for early in the day. If it's later in the day, you don't want to do that. But to have around and things like that, protein and veggies, keep it with you. I have pulled over on the side of the road many times, popped open a Tupperware, had a half a dozen mouthfuls of, let's say, lean meat and string beans, and then I'm good for the next 3 hours. Don't make a big deal out of it. Doesn't have to be a sit-down meal. This is about getting your body functioning better. Please have the mindset, and you'll have a better time with this, okay? Now, when the recipes, if you have time and you find one that you really enjoy, great. Make double the portion or triple the portion, and you'll have some healthy leftovers. But don't bog yourself down with running around town looking for an ingredient. I don't want you to get stressed out with that, okay? Keep it simple in the beginning. Get used to the lifestyle. Get into the rhythm of this so you've got this thing down. This way, when you go anywhere and you're taking stuff with you, and you'll start to change the way you think. When you're going somewhere, meeting family for dinner or whatever it is, you're going to be asking questions. You're going to be paying attention to food preparation. You're going to talk to the waiter or waitress about, hey, I don't want my vegetables soaking in butter. I don't want salt all over everything. I want this piece of chicken and just grilled and some steamed veggies, done. Squeeze some lemon on it. Have some lemon water. Have a good time. Know that you're handling your diabetes, and you're going to walk out of that feeling a little bit stronger than the day before. And when you start adding these days on one after the other, you're going to become a different person. Your body's going to be functioning at a whole different level. And you're going to start being able to communicate with your MD about chipping away at the dosages. That's it. That's all you got to do, okay? Struggle with the tough ones. Those of you that have been soda drinkers and coffee drinkers for many, many years, we get it. You got to white knuckle some of the hard stuff, you know? But that's why you got to look at the replacements, the drinks that are allowed only. No, you can't have Powerades, and you can't have zero flavored waters and all that, vitamin waters and all. You don't need all that stuff. Regular water, the lemon water, caffeine-free herbal teas are okay, but you must see the words caffeine-free on the box, unsweetened almond, unsweetened coconut milk. That's what's allowed. So, you know, your body's over 80% water. Understand, you know, that's what it needs to get functioning at its optimum. So, you know, as far as the mindset of body function, once again, that's all. As soon as you get a little bit squirrely and you're missing this and you're missing that, remember the end game. Remember what you're trying to do here, and you want to avoid the complications of diabetes. And that's what today's topic is about. And we don't have to go too much down the rabbit hole with this, but, you know, again, number one, kidney failure, blindness, and amputation. You know, kidney failure, because of all the meds people are on for too long over the years, they're going to break down. Neuropathies, it wreaks havoc on your nervous system, you know. They're linking it to Alzheimer's and things like that, you know. I mean, your nervous system controls everything from the brain down into the rest of the body. And, you know, not just the medications and all the side effects moving down the road, but what the diabetes is doing to your nervous system. So now that you have an opportunity to turn this thing around, I know I just said I went around the world a little bit pretty quickly there, but that's okay. I want to get these points across because I'm energized about this. We're passionate here at HYD about helping you turn this thing around. We don't want you to take it lightly. And we don't want you to think that it's okay to do a little bit of this and that, and you're not reading labels, or my spouse was feeding me these beans that had sugar in it. I didn't realize. And, you know, you pull the sausage and we go over the ingredients together and it says sugar. There's the second word right there on the ingredients. Please take the time and read it, whether any kind of condiment, read the labels. I don't care if it's mustard, mayo, pickled relish, ketchup, you're gonna find something in there most likely that's gonna be not good. You gotta really watch it. Companies change their recipes all the time. That's why we're not throwing you like go and have take this one, because they change the recipes and it's happened to us before. So just take the time to read the ingredients and, you know when you make it fresh, you know exactly what you're putting in it. And that being said, we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions. And remember, we keep this positive, everyone, all right? If you have a one-on-one issue, you want to talk about that on the side, you leave a message on the check-in line, send an email at support@helpyourdiabetes.com. And again, the check-in line is 800-321-9054. And we'll talk about it one-on-one, okay? We don't want to bog down everybody else's time. That some people are excited and they want to ask questions and they want to share their testimonials and the positive stuff. That's what Saturday is all about, to jump us. The weekends are the hardest times, let's be honest. Once we hit Friday night, you know, it's like in our brains from many, many years that this is when we want to do our thing, you know. So you got to really stay motivated and be positive through this so you can take that motivation with you into next week. That's what this group call is all about. So save the other stuff for the one-on-one if you need it. We're here for you 7 days a week. But let's keep the group calls positive. And, you know, anything positive you want to share, your weight loss, your energy is up, medications reduced, your doctor is noticing good things, your family is noticing positive changes. You're doing things that you couldn't do before, but you can do now, whether it's you can bend over and tie your shoe, or you can walk a little bit further, or you're breathing a little bit easier, or you're sleeping a little bit better. All of these things, I want you to notice the changes because that's what's going on as your body continues to heal and function better. It's got nowhere else for it to go. So we're going to open up the phones to comments and questions right now. And the operator, I'm ready when you are. Take it away.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. There are no questions or comments at this time. However, for any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from George. George, please state your comment or question.
Thank you.
Hey, George. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Dean. Hey, this is kind of interesting. Last week on Saturday, I went to my niece's 50th anniversary, and they had food there, you know, and stuff. But all I ate the good stuff. But they had this beef, ground up beef, and it was so good. Okay, my sugars that day was like 141 something. But the next day when I ate that beef, there must have been some sweet stuff in there. I'm not sure, but it spiked my sugars to 210 or something like that. I didn't know. I guess I should have asked questions, huh?
Yeah, well, sometimes you always do that, but, you know, don't just, like, just because you're not sure doesn't mean it's okay. That's a valuable lesson, though. You know what I mean? So don't do it anyway. Don't do it anyway. If you don't know, don't do it anyway, because food preparation is across the board, and it could be, who knows what's in it. I don't know without knowing, but that's the best way to do it, is just not do it if you're not sure, because you're gonna get blindsided, no question about it. But that's okay. I mean, you keep moving forward.
I'm back to normal. Like this morning was 141. So.
Okay, so we if you see a Help Your Diabetes wagon pull up by your house with a little siren on top, don't be surprised.
Also, one more question. When will I be able to notice my feet not stinging or burning?
That's a good question. Let me repeat that. So this is about neuropathy and these kinds of signs and symptoms of that. That people have. So, look, depending on how long you've had it, depending on the level of the situation, obviously it's not gangrenous, but when you get to that point, you're kind of going towards amputation. If you catch it early enough, you can give your body a chance to heal the peripheral nerves. There's no exact time. You got to stay on it. Okay, you gotta really put your body in that healing environment so it can heal. But as long as you stay on it, your body will handle it. But it's one of those things that everybody's situation is a little bit different. So just be glad that you're not at the part where it's turning color or something like that. Then you know you're kind of throwing a Hail Mary pass at that point. But, you know, right now, shut it down. When you just had that situation where you weren't sure about the beef and all, you got to really watch. If you're having symptoms like that, these are major red flags, okay? Because you don't want that getting worse. You don't want to lose a limb or a toe or anything. So be careful with that. That's why the wound healing, some people get wounds on their, it happens and it doesn't heal. And as soon as I hear that, I know what's going on, you know, and that's what diabetes does. It just affects the whole nervous system and wreaks havoc on everything and all the body functions. So, you know, you're giving everything a major overhaul. You got to really shut it down. Okay.
Okay. Right.
And otherwise, to put your body in an environment so it can heal. But as far as trying to tell you how much longer or trying to give you a time frame, it's almost impossible to do that. Okay, so that's the reality of it, you know, but it will. But knowing that you're doing the right things, it's exactly that. Because if you did what you were doing before, it's guaranteed to get worse.
Right, I'm sticking to the program. And also, I just got my kit for after my month or the cleanse. I got my kit for the cleansing the kidneys and liver.
Yep, so, phase two supplements. You'll start that after the first phase is finished. Once that, everybody listening, I'll just go over this. Once the pro-gluco is gone from the first phase, you might have some extra cleanse left over, but you can hold on to those for down the road for another time. When the pro-gluco is gone, you can start phase two, which is the health packs and liver kidney, and you're going to take a health pack and liver kidney, one of each for breakfast, and one of each for dinner. That'll take you through the rest of the program. Okay, so remember you have ongoing pro-gluco and ongoing cleanse in the health pack anyway, okay, for a reason.
Right.
So you're good to go, and that's how that works. Got it?
Okay. All righty. Right. Thank you, Dr. Dean.
You're welcome, sir. Stay away from that beef.
And our next question comes from JD. JD, please state your question or comment.
Hey, JD,
how are you? Good. How are you?
Great. Nice to hear from you. Go ahead.
I talked to you here about a week or so ago. My numbers had gone up into about 160 or so. And you said it was probably because I came off my medicine a little too fast. And I think you're right because my numbers are back down. Yesterday I was at 105. Today
perfect.
I was up to 119. That's still fluctuating a little bit. But everything's going really good. I'm at all of you other people out there. Just hang in there. This program is absolutely fantastic. I'm halfway through week numbers. Yeah. I'm about 7.5 weeks. And my blood sugar is really doing pretty well. I'm down to only half of my medication, so I've come off of that pretty fast. But my question was, I got a recipe for banana bread, which I really like a lot. Well, here's my question, though. I can take and make it with all the acceptable products. And anything that's on the avoid list is not in there. Would that be okay?
Well, listen, here, the bananas, number one, just in itself have natural sugars in it, one of the higher ones. So that's easy to get carried away with. And you making banana breads and all that stuff, you're going to start, you know, probably getting carried away with that. I would watch that kind of thing. And if you're using any kind of baking powder or baking soda, don't do that. Don't use those either. That's when it gets a little bit tricky. And just like the carbonated beverages with the no CO2, the waste product, baking powder, baking soda kind of falls into that. And I think it's as you're trying to get your body to function better as you're doing so well right now and really getting things calmed down and giving yourself a tune-up, I would hold off.
Okay.
You're doing too well. Don't start trying to just test the waters just yet with that kind of thing, in my opinion. Okay.
You want to stay with the
momentum, JD. You got momentum going now, you know, and stay on it.
Right. Okay. My other question is, For quite a few years now, I've had around my, just above my ankles on my legs, I've had like a red discoloration. And I've heard that it's typical to diabetes. I've had it for quite a few years. Go ahead.
No, I don't really know. I mean, over the phone, you know what I mean? So obviously it's something to speak to your medical doctor about that can really look at it and see what's going on without me speaking out of turn, okay? So that's what you got to do with that.
I was just wondering if that would ever go away.
It's hard to do things like to give you a comment like that over the phone. It's not really, it doesn't make so much sense for me to say anything. Let your doctor give you a real answer with that. But if it's diabetes related, as you're moving down the road with this and taking care of it, your body's going to heal, whatever it is.
Okay.
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 Yeah. So, okay.
All right. Well, I'm very, very happy. Everything is going good. It, I've only fell off the wagon once where I had something, and it didn't really affect me too badly. It was like somebody brought in a whole bunch of candy bars for Halloween, and I couldn't resist one, and so I did that. My blood sugar did go up a little bit, but basically,
of course it will.
Listen, before
you go off on a tangent and start talking about Halloween candy and stuff and freak everybody out, we get it. Don't do that anymore.
Okay.
So let's not even go down that road. Okay, stop doing that.
Well, I did, and I'm back on track now. And
okay, that's what I want to hear. You guys, don't start dabbling and all that, especially you're on insulin and things like that. You know, you're really going to send yourself in the wrong. You're going to take one step forward and five steps backwards. Don't do it.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not Mr. Perfect though.
No. But you listen. You're diabetic though. You know. So you want to reverse this thing? You got to shut that down. No matter what happens, no matter who brings it, you got to shut it down if you're going to try to get your body to heal. You're asking me questions about rashes on the legs and things and blood vessels that get affected by diabetes and your healing and all that. You got to shut it down if you're going to give your body a chance to heal. Otherwise, you're sending it the wrong messages, you know. So nobody's perfect, but I just want to give you it straight. And this is like this is no halfway, full on shut it down, especially stuff like that. You know,
right.
When you know you're going into the devil's den with that candy and stuff. Come on now.
Yeah. I know. I'm gonna stay away from that because I do not like the alternative.
No, well, thanks for the honesty, number one. Number two, people are listening and they get the message, and probably somebody that was thinking about it probably won't do it now. So we appreciate that. Look, honesty is awesome with this, you guys. You know, you want to jump up and down saying you're doing everything perfect, but you're not reading labels and five or six things during the day have added sugar or avoid items. You're not helping yourself, okay? So we're not here. You know, we don't want to – it's not to create some kind of argument. We're here to help you. You know, we want to help you turn it around. Well, you're not sharing stuff like this. I really appreciate it, too. Yeah, you're helping other people by saying the real deal. I mean, we all have cravings. We all go through it, you know. But let's not lose sight of what's really going on. And whether it's the food log you send in weekly or whatever, get it all down there so we can figure it out, you know. And if you're doing some kind of protein drink or you think that this is okay and that's okay, most of the time it's not. They'll forget those protein powders and the bars and all that stuff. They're going to have whey protein, which comes from dairy. They're going to have rice protein that comes from grain. You're going to see soy on there, soy protein that's not good. You're going to have other things in there that you're not supposed to have, milk protein and things like that. So don't go there, okay? Even though it's convenient, don't go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
No? Thank you very much. I really appreciate you.
You're very welcome, sir. I appreciate you also. Thanks again for that, and keep moving forward, my friend. Great job.
I will.
Okay. Take it easy.
And our next question comes from Dan. Dan, please state your comment or question.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi. Welcome.
So I started on the program October the 2nd. My blood sugar that morning was 174. Yesterday it was at 78 in the morning. Now it's running at or about 100. So it's in 3 weeks it's been, and I've noticed that the neuropathy that was in creeping up my shins has regressed back down. It's still in the toes somewhat, but it has regressed already in 3 weeks. So
those are great readings. Nice going.
Thank you. my question, and I'm still taking 2,000 milligrams of metformin and the glipizide every day. At what point do I start to go back to the doctor and check about lowering that?
Yeah, it sounds like now. Well, it sounds like you put together. Here's the deal. If you're between 80 and 115, everybody listening, between 80 and 115 for a solid week, 10 days, your body's saying, hey, I'm stable. Speak to your doctor about recalibrating your diabetes meds. If you drop below 80 for a day or two in a row, you'll speak to them sooner. You don't have to wait till you go too low. You're not going to feel well. Too much medication is not good. Whether it's diabetes meds, whether it's cholesterol meds or blood pressure meds, they'll push it too low and it's time to recalibrate. You've got to be on top of it. That's why we want you checking in with your blood pressure, your fasting sugar, and your weight. It tells us the whole story, so we know what's going on there. If while we're on this discussion, blood pressure, those of you that are on blood pressure meds, if that top number starts going into the 90s and the bottom number into the 50s, or systolic and diastolic, speak to your doctor about recalibrating your blood pressure meds. There's been patients that have gotten off of four blood pressure meds in one visit before. When there's too much of that, you'll feel dizzy and lightheaded. It's no joke, okay? So if your energy is a little bit off, if you're not feeling quite like yourself, when you're changing your lifestyle like this and the numbers are coming down, here's the key. Knowing that you got the food right and you're doing the lifestyle, you're staying away from the avoid list, you're not going past 3 hours without eating up to 1 hour before bed, you're doing everything right and the numbers are coming down, all you have to do is look at the meds now. Okay? And this way you know they need to be adjusted. Call them up. You can do it over the phone. In most cases, talk to the nurse practitioner or the physician's assistant can make that judgment call after they speak to the doctor about recalibrating over the phone, especially if you hit it on a Friday and they're not around on the weekends. Please have a good communication with your medical doctors. Let them know you're on a low glycemic meal plan to handle your diabetes, so they know what's going on with you. You're not just having a lucky day, especially those of you that are on insulin. They kind of send you out into the world with the protocol and the sliding scales, and this is what you do and go for it while you're on this roller coaster ride. But when you get a lifestyle change and you're on a program like this, numbers are going to start coming down. You got to have good communication. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're between, again, let me repeat it. Call them up, get it done. Now, this is important also. You guys, please plug in some common sense. If you're on the weekend, you should have an emergency number for your doctor, first of all. Secondly, if you're on the weekend and it's coming way down, you need to be able to talk to somebody, or they're going to give you, most medical doctors are going to tell you, you can adjust it on your own and make sure you're okay. And, don't just keep going lower and lower and lower when you're, not paying attention. All right. That's not good. Secondly, while we're on this topic, please don't forget to take your prescribed meds as directed. Okay. You got to let your body tell you when it's time to speak to your MD about recalibrating. So you going off too quickly, you in too much of a rush, because you don't like the meds or whatever, you want to throw them all in the, you don't want to do it, whatever it is. You got to manage your crisis and then you can reverse it, okay? That's what's going on here. And knowing that you're doing the right things with the food and the lifestyle and your body and the numbers, you have the power because you have a glucometer. You're checking your blood sugar in the morning. It's real blood. That's what they use in their lab work, the blood. So trust the meter. It's not lying to you. The blood doesn't lie. It's giving you the real number. So pay attention to that. Always keep the food right. And this way you can look at the meds and you can communicate with your doctor about recalibrating. Nobody wants you to go too low. Your doctors don't want you to go too low. It's called hypoglycemia. They all know it's dangerous. People can die from that. It's no joke. And so you have good communication and know that you're trying to handle this thing. All right?
Okay, so the range, just to be clear again, was 80 to 115, right?
80 to 115 for a solid week, 10 days. Your body's stable. Yeah. Speak to them. If it drops below 80 for a day or two in a row, speak to them sooner.
Okay, yeah, it's been almost 2 weeks. So, okay.
Yeah, it's time. Call them on, handle it ASAP, and it sounds like you're doing fantastic, and keep moving down the road.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Nice going.
Okay.
That's good stuff. You know, look, when you have a good, just to kind of rebound off of this conversation, you know, you've had some good numbers for like a couple of weeks in a row. Got some good stability there. Your body's letting you know, man, this is like, it's pretty solid. That's why when you get to the end and your A1C is below 6.0, you're off your diabetes meds, you've hit your goal, your fasting blood sugar is normal, you fall into the category of what's called clinically non-diabetic, that's when it's a good idea, in my opinion, to go another 3 months and get another A1C 3 months down the road and make sure it's still solid. You know, there's no rush. Let your body tell you that it's solid, it's functioning better, and then before you go off the rails and dive into the cheat meal, as I call it, or cheat day, you know, go easy with that mindset. Let your body tell you what's going on, you know, with the lab work, your glucometer, and you have all kinds of valuable information there. Those of you on blood pressure meds, please, you should have a blood pressure machine for the house so you can keep an eye on it if you're on blood pressure meds. You know, be in control of your health now. Real-time information is valuable. Take all the readings in the morning at the same time so you're consistent. And you're not bouncing all over the place with different machines and different weight scales and all that. You'll make yourself crazy like that. Do not overcheck your sugar. No reason for it. If you're on fast-acting insulin, you got to check it multiple times throughout the day. We get it. That's different. But if you're not, don't give yourself what we call paralysis by analysis with too much blood sugar checks. Your body fluctuates throughout the day. Blood pressure, the sugar reading, that's what it does. It goes up and down throughout the day. It keeps moving and adapting and changing. You're not the same person today as you were yesterday. It's going to continue to heal and function better. So don't make yourself all over the place with your readings by overchecking it if it's not necessary, unless you're on fast-acting insulin and those are your instructions by your MD. Okay, so just wanted to bring that up. And while we're covering a lot of ground today, man, it's like I feel like we're on the diabetes locomotive. But that's good. We got about another 10 minutes or so. Our comments and questions, anybody out there, star zero, we're here for you. Whenever you're ready, we're ready.
And our next question comes from John. John, please state your question or comment.
Yes, thank you. I start my war. Can you hear me okay, Dr. Dean?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. All right. I start my war on Monday, and Friday
okay.
I sat down with my PCP and took in my box that had my nice coaster in it, and he looked at the medication that you had given me, and he was very impressed with it.
Okay.
Huh?
Don't call it medication, though. Don't call it medication. It's the nutritional supplements, not meds. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. He looked at the supplement, and he was impressed by it.
Good.
And he's looking forward to taking my labs in 30 days to see how this has affected me. And the only problem I will have is I will have chemo in between now and then, and I'll have a heavy dose of prednisone that will spike me. So my goal is to get off of prednisone. I'm sorry, to get off of metformin, except for the week that I need the metformin. And so we talked about that. And he thinks that's a good goal. That way I don't need any of the shots or anything. And that's what we're shooting for.
Okay. Sounds good. I mean, you know, follow the protocol whenever you're going through a regimen, like you're talking about chemo or whatever, or you're going through, whether it's colonoscopy or whatever it is, always follow what they tell you, pre-op and post-op. They want you to go off of everything supplement-wise or whatever. Do what they say, okay? Do what they say.
Right.
And you can always get back on track. Always get back on track when it's over. All right?
Right.
Awesome.
But PCP was very, very impressed with your supplements. He took his time reading the ingredients and everything, and he said I
awesome.
Was good to go with it. So here
that's,
we go.
That's a great point, you know, and I just want to add to what you're saying. Listen, you hear what he just said loud and clear, that share the supplements with your MD, let him look at it, whatever you want to do, it's all there. The highest quality supplements around, okay? Top of the line, whole food vitamin, chelated minerals, delivery systems to ensure cellular nutrition, and that's what this is all about. So the dosages are going to be less because your body's absorbing more. That's the key. You want your body to absorb what you're taking so you get the full benefit as you're trying to go down the road of the healing process here. But sharing that with your doctor and that good communication that he was just talking about is everything, okay? We're all on the same team. This is not a competition, all right? When the numbers come down, they help you with recalibrating your medications, and we keep moving down the road together, and that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're quite welcome. I'm looking forward to this trip. Thank you.
Beautiful. You got it. Have a great day now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm trying.
That was awesome. You know, those of you, I mean, can't say that enough. Some of you don't want to talk to your doctors. You're the bedside manner of some of these doctors are not good. I get it. My mother, my 91-year-old mom, has to deal with it. And, you know, she talks about this one doctor who is, he flies in and flies out. She can't even get a question in, you know. So I understand. You have to stop them and tell them, and don't let them run in and out on that. They work for you. Remember that. So try to make a change there. If you can, you'll enjoy the journey much better. And, you know, nobody's perfect. The doctors are so busy and running in and out, you know, and that kind of thing. But just, you know, get your questions ready. So when they come in, you let them know, I'm on a low glycemic diabetes meal plan. This is what's going on. I wanted to just share that with you and get on the same page, you know, and when the numbers start coming down, they're going to take notice and you're going to work together. And remember, this is not something they see in their practices. You know, they're in the managing and controlling business. They're not in the reversal. So, you know, have a good communication, putting a solid team together around you while you're going down this journey. Everybody's got different health issues and different laundry lists of medications, specialists and things like that. No secrets here, everyone. No reason for that, okay? Let it all out. Honestly, you're going down the road. You want to get yourself healthier, and you want to keep moving forward, all right? So if they're not 100% on board with you and, you know, you're getting a little bit of a frustrating response and all that, don't worry about it. Just let the body, let the numbers come down, and you just make sure the communication is there so you can discuss when it's time to recalibrate, as we were talking about before. That's all. Now, you're not going to have to, you don't have to be best friends with everybody. The body will tell you what's going on. The labs will tell them what's going on. The numbers speak for themselves. And they, when it's time to recalibrate or reduce, they have to do it. Nobody wants you to go too low. All right? So just keep moving forward. And don't get caught up in the little things and the energies, and which can get frustrating. I totally understand it. I dealt with it in my own life, and that's just the way life is. Okay, so anyway, we got another 5 minutes or so. So if anybody's out there, let's finish this group call with a bang. Come on.
And our next question comes from Robert. Robert, please state your comment or question.
Hello, doctor. Appreciate your time.
Hey, yeah. Welcome.
My wife and I just got the program, just getting ready to get started. Yeah. You're mentioning on there to read the labels. So what am I reading for besides all your fructose and sugars and et cetera? Am I worried about carbohydrates or anything like that?
Well, you know, look, I mean, remember, fruits and vegetables are carbohydrates too when you say a word like that, but they're cruciferous is what it's called. You want to stay away from all the bad starchy carbs. So the labels, get that avoid list, all right? Get that avoid list and make that your friend. You have to make copies or take a screenshot of it with your phone or whatever it is. Keep it with you. Stay away from that avoid list no matter what. You're looking for those, okay? So not only are you staying away from added sugar, but, you know, you got to look for words that sound like sugar. Sucralose, maltodextrose, you know, words like this. Corn syrup, of course. But, you know, food starches and corn starch, food starch and corn starches and the added grains and products or things like, you know, they use, you know, different words like that. They use, you know, you might see something like fruit juice concentrate. They might put on the front sugar-free, but on the back, on the ingredient side of the label, and I'm not talking about the nutritional part of the label where it gives you the carbs, the protein, the fat, and the sodium number and all that. That's one side. The other part of the label lists the actual ingredients. So you don't want to see added sugar or anything like that in there. And they'll put, you know, like let's, for example, sugar-free on the front, but on the ingredient side, you'll see fruit juice concentrate. So use that in the place of it, and you don't want to do any kind of juice or any kind of concentrate like that. So watch out for words like concentrated, because that's exactly what that means. It's concentrated, so it's amped up even more. That's why we don't want you to do things like dried fruits, no dates and no raisins and no dried cranberries. They're too concentrated in sugar. You don't want to have any kind of products that maybe they're marinating in wine or something like that. Sugar, alcohol, sugar. I mean, you know, watch things like this, a little food preparation and anything packaged. Take the time to read it. You'll find ones that are friendly if you do it, and you'll go down that road. Obviously, if you make it fresh and all, you'll know exactly what's in it, of course. But be careful with the other stuff. But that avoid list.
So all the fresh fruit,
you have it there.
All fresh fruits and all that are fine. We do. I give my wife a smoothie in the morning, and in the smoothie we'll have fresh fruit.
Negative. Negative. No smoothies.
So you can't do fresh fruits with coconut.
No.
No.
No smoothies because it's just too much. It's too much fruit. Too much.
Too much fruit.
Okay. Yeah. You know. Look. Think about how many carrots it takes to make a glass of carrot juice. Okay. So as opposed to eating a couple bites of it. So when it comes to fruit, sweet potato, carrots, and beets. Sparingly, like one cup for the day. That's it. Early in the day, first or second meal, then shut it down. All right, and always combine those with a protein source. All right. Is this Mr. Owen?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be reaching out to you, and we're going to go over everything again today. So no worries. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. That was a great question.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you too. Talk to you soon. Those of you that are just joining us and that are just signing up on the program, you know, we send that follow-up email reminding you to check in and give us your start date, and we're always going to follow up with you. If it's not the same day, always the following for sure. And we'll be reaching out to a handful of you today and going over everything and make sure you're dialed in. We're always here 7 days a week, everyone. We don't take any days off. Diabetes doesn't take a day off, so we don't. Holidays, we're always here. Remember, diabetes doesn't care what day it is. Doesn't care if it's New Year's, birthday, a function, an office party. It's going to be there. Please make the right choices. We're going to wrap up the call right now. It's getting towards the top of the hour. I don't want to run into what happened last time. We went a couple minutes over, and to be fair to the operator and everything, let's stay on schedule. And Again, another great group call, everyone. Really loaded up with good energy, positive comments, honesty, and all of the things that go along with moving down the road with the lifestyle change like this. I'm real proud of all of you. So anything you need, we're here for you Monday through Sunday. Let's make it a great weekend, okay? Stay dialed in. No dabbling, no little bit of this and a piece of that. Don't give your body the wrong signals. You got to train your body how to function better. It's a process, but you got to be on this thing and build up momentum moving forward, okay? Please keep your body in an environment so it can heal and repair itself, whether it's neuropathy or whatever you want to call it, or you see discoloration in your legs and it affects blood vessels and things like that. Got to stay on it. Knowing that you're doing the right thing is always the right thing, you guys. Okay, good nutrition, eating the right way, always positive. So stay on it and make it a great weekend. Again, check in line, 800-321-9054, or email if you want to, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. Let's make it a great week, and we'll do this again next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Operator, thanks so much again for a great group call. Have a great weekend, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye now.